بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of Riyad al-Salihin, chapter on patience. And we have reached hadith 41. And in this hadith, وعن أبي عبد الله خباب بن الأرتي رضي الله عنه قال شكونا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو متوسد بردة له في ظل الكعبة، فقلنا ألا تستنصر لنا، ألا تدعو لنا؟ فقال قد كان من قبلكم يؤخذ الرجل فيحفر له في الأرض فيجعل فيها، ثم يؤتى بالمنشار فيوضع على رأسه فيجعل نصفين، ويمشط بأمشاط الحديد ما دون لحمه وعظمه ما يصده ذلك عن دينه، والله لا يتمن الله هذا الأمر حتى يسير الراكب من صنعاء إلى حضرموت لا يخاف إلا الله والذئب على غنمه، ولكنكم تستعجلون. رواه البخاري. وفي رواية وهو متوسد بردة وقد لقينا من المشركين شدة. خباب بن الأرتي رضي الله تعالى عنه reported, he said while we accompanied to the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, we complained to the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم while he was leaning against his sheet clock in the shade of the Kaaba, regarding the persecution inflicted upon us by the disbelievers. We said, will you ask Allah to help us? Will you ask Allah to help us? Will you invoke Allah for us? He said, among those before you, who were before you, a believer used to be seized and held in a pit. Used to be dug for him and held in it, and then he used to be placed in it. Yes. Then a saw, he would be sawed into two halves from the head, and his flesh torn away from his bones with an iron comb. Yet all that, in spite of this, he would not wean away from his faith. Meaning this did not cause him to revert from his deen. By Allah, this religion, meaning Islam, will be completed. Will bring it to completion until a rider, a traveler, goes from Sana'a, and Sana'a is in Yemen, which is the capital of Yemen, to Hadramaut, this is in south of Yemen, fearing none except Allah and except the wolf for his sheep. The wolf, lest it should trouble his sheep. But you are in too much of a hurry. You are hasty. You are impatient. You are in too much of a hurry. You are impatient. You are hasty. This hadith of Khabbab ibn Arat radiallahu anhu tells first of the harm inflicted upon the Muslims by the kuffar of Quraysh in Mecca. So they came to complain to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was in the shade of the Kaaba and leaning against his sheet clock in the shade of the Kaaba salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. فبين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he صلى الله عليه وسلم made it clear that among those who were before you, meaning from the believers, were tested severely concerning their deen, much more than you, to the extent that a ditch would be, or a pit would be dug, and he would be placed in it, and would be sawed into two halves. with iron combs, removing the flesh from the bones. And this is a great harm. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam swore by Allah, when he said by Allah, Allah will bring this matter to completion, meaning will bring what he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought from the message of Islam until the traveler. Who travels from Sana'a, the capital of Yemen, to Hadramaut in the south, La Yakhsha, does not fear or fears nothing except Allah and except the wolf for his sheep. But you, ولكنكم تستعجلون, but you are hasty, impatient, meaning be patient and wait for the relief from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because verily Allah will complete this matter. And indeed the matter was completed as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in his oath. So in this hadith there is an ayah, there is a sign from the signs of Allah, since the matter occurred as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told. And also this is a sign from the signs of prophethood of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made true what he informed of. And this is a testimony to him from Allah concerning his messengership and the message he was trusted with. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 166, لَكِنِ اللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ بِمَا أَنزَلَ إِلَيْكَ أَنزَلَهُ بِعِلْمِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَشْهَدُونَ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. But Allah bears witness to that which He has sent down, meaning the Quran, unto you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has sent it down with His knowledge, and the angels bear witness, and Allah is all sufficient as a witness. But Allah bears witness to that which He has sent down unto you. He has sent it down with His knowledge, and the angels bear witness, and Allah is sufficient as a witness. And in this also, there is evidence. There is evidence for the obligation to be patient, to be patient facing the harm by the enemies of the Muslimin. And the patient ones will be the winners. So what is obligatory upon the person is to face what is to face the harm and hurt by the kuffar by being patient and anticipating reward, and also waiting for the relief from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being confident on that, and should not think that the matter will be done quickly and easily. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may test the believers by the kinds of harm which may be inflicted upon them by the kuffars, and that it may that they could also kill them, as the Jews killed the prophets, and the prophets were the greatest of callers to Allah and greater than the Muslims in their rank. So let the believer then be patient and await the faraj, the relief from Allah, and should not be bored nor be resentful and distressed. Rather, he should be firmly established like a rock, and the outcome is for those who are pious and persevering on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for their help. And the person, if he is patient and continues and takes the path which leads to his objective without taking paths that are chaotic and paths of and without early confrontations and without agitations, but rather in an organized fashion, because the enemies of Islam, from the hypocrites and the kuffar, follow organized and firm steps to attain their objectives. However, those who are on the surface, who are carried away by emotions and thus revolt and agitate, they may miss a lot, and it may be that they could err to an extent that it can destroy all that which they have established, if they had established anything. However, the believer is patient and wise and acts with calmness and plans in an organized way to overcome the enemies of Allah, from the hypocrites and the kafirs, and make them lose their, make them fail in their plans. And they should know that the kafirs plot and like to agitate the believers so that they take opportunities to take them over. So they try to agitate them so that if they do something which they look for, they say, this is what we want now, this is what we are looking for, and therefore a great evil may occur as a consequence of this plotting and agitation. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companions, "Isbiru," be patient. And then he gave the situation of the believers before, and that you are more entitled to be more patient, because you are the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ummah of patience and goodness. So be patient until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings his commands to be executed, and the consequence is for the pious. So it doesn't mean that the person to be kept silent concerning the evil, however to work with organization and planning and good running and management of affairs, and wait for the faraj from Allah, the relief from Allah, and shouldn't be bored. It's a long way, especially at the beginning and emergence of fitan. And those who agitate the fitan would like to the best of their ability, to reach to the peak of their objective. So therefore, disconnect that for them, prevent them from doing so, and be more patient and better in plotting. They plot, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of plotters. And from this hadith, which is very applicable to our times and a reminder for for us in these turbulent times of fitan, that people should not be hasty when they are not well prepared, and when they need to focus on matters which are of higher priorities than other matters, so as to make the ummah stand on sound foundations, and not to agitate and revolutionalize and so forth, and get into early confrontations, or be misguided by deviant sects who carry revolutionary banners and carried away by emotions just because we want victory. You cannot praise the victory without a checking for that which is the criterion for the believer to be in support or in opposition to those who may achieve such a victory. Because victory is not a criteria for the correct and soundness of the creed. Communists had victories over their enemies. Fascists had victories over their enemies. People holding to false creeds won certain confrontations or battles, whether on group levels or on state levels or you name it. So don't be misled. Check. Is this victory, which is made to be seen as a victory, what's the objective behind it? Is it to have the banner of Allah, truly Tawheed, to be prevalent? Or there are other agendas and objectives behind that? So we should not be fooled, and we should look at matters with keenness and in the light of the Sunnah, which will help the believer distinguish the true path from the deviant path. So don't be misled by this party or that group. Look for their creed and their objectives, and don't rush. This is deducted from this hadith as a benefit in its applicability towards the harm which may be inflicted on Muslims by the kafirs and by the hypocrites and by the deviant sects as well. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make this hadith a benefit for myself and for those who hear it. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.